It is the Little League Show. We're back for another season, and it is John Gibbons. And I'm delighted that this year, hopefully throughout, if we all get on, we're going to be joined by Not the Top 20 Pod, and that is a podcast, as it sounds, it's focused on the Football League, so outside the top 20 teams. And I'm joined by Ali Maxwell and George Ellick, who are in their studio and about to record their pod. So, guys, first of all, welcome to the Anfield Wrap.
Thank you very much. Cheers for having us on.
And, I mean, so you're just about to do your podcast, so I guess the logical place to start is, what are you guys looking to talk about today? What are the main talking points as far as you're concerned?
There's been a few. I mean, we try and give all three leagues as much credit as possible, so we don't just focus on the Championship. And there's one team in particular that took our imagination this weekend, and that was Yeovil going up to Notts County on Friday night and beating them 4-0. So despite maybe not being one of the teams most commonly covered in the EFL, we'll be looking at Yeovil and hopefully speaking to their star hat-trick man as well on the pod today. We've got a few other bits and bobs, obviously looking at the main talking points in Championship, League One and League Two. So always plenty to talk about on our Monday podcasts.
Yeah, I mean, that's a bit of a... It goes far as a giant killing, wouldn't it, for Yeovil? Because Notts County, Kev Nolan, manager there, of course, Scouser, and did well last year. You know, did very well in terms of, you know, league position. And so for Yeovil to go and do that, they must be doing something right.
Definitely. I think it shows that pre-season predictions, which we did a lot of, you know, which is content that we love doing and is very popular. But it just shows how after 3 weeks, things can be so different. I mean, Nolan, I think you've got to say, is already under a bit of pressure there because he was heavily backed in the summer by the owner. They've had a really good working relationship. So I'm not saying there's anything, you know, any trigger fingers at the moment, but they were expected very much to be challenging for the title, along with Lincoln and MK Dons, who have both started well. And 4-0 home defeats against a team that was tipped for relegation, that doesn't really fly, I think, with the Notts County fans. So they'll need to make sure that they sort that out quickly. And on the other hand, on the more positive side of things, Yeovil, tipped by many, including us, for relegation. You know, they've got, on paper, a small squad, not a load of League Two proven talent. And yet they are showing thus far that by hitting the ground running and clearly building a really great team spirit there, that they're actually sort of playing better than the sum of their parts. And that's such a big thing across all three leagues. And it's just about trying to work out which teams are going to have that before the start of the season, which is tough.